What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Boombox Guru, music commentary and music discussion for music lovers. I'm your host, LB, and we got a very good episode for you guys today. So if you don't want to miss out, tune in and keep it locked in. What's good, everybody? So I want to welcome you all to another episode of the Boombox Guru. I'm your host, LB, and today's episode, I'm going to be talking about my top 10 favorite romantic Prince songs. Now, most of you who know me personally, and those of you who are listeners of this podcast, know that I'm a huge Prince fan. And with Valentine's Day, I decided to try to think of my favorite romantic Prince songs. So I made a list of my 10 favorite romantic Prince songs, and I wanted to discuss them and really just talk about why I enjoy these songs so much, why I think they're personally for me some of his best songs. And keep in mind, Prince has so much music, so many records, that it was hard for me to even compile down a list to 10 songs. So I just really had to dig deep and figure out what are my 10 favorite songs that I have to listen to when I kind of am in one of those moods where I just want to hear something slow, romantic, or whatever. And this is definitely a list that some of you out there listening will want to write now, maybe go on YouTube or whatever and check these songs out, because they're awesome songs and I think they fit perfectly for this Valentine's Day for you and your special one to listen to. So without further ado, these are my top 10 favorite romantic Prince songs. You're tuned in to the Boombox Guru. Keep it locked in. So starting off at number 10, we have the song Somewhere Here on Earth. This song appeared on Prince's Planet Earth album, which came out in 2007. And it's a smooth jazz song. Very stripped down. You know, you get like a minimal drum beat in the background, a soft piano, and a very sexy, sultry saxophone as well. And Prince, he sings the song in his classic, and in this case, very smooth and sexy falsetto. And reading the lyrics, what I found is I believe this song is Prince talking about a beautiful woman that he has seen online, that he's seen on his computer. And you know, this is 2007, so this was when social media was really starting to ramp up. You know, things were changing, people were doing online dating and things of that nature. So I believe that this song is Prince describing a woman, a beautiful woman that he has seen on the internet, that he's immediately infatuated with and that he wants. You know, the first verse, he says, "I know you're out there, I can feel your eyes on me, seen that face a thousand times, if only in my dreams. I know you really want me, I can feel your hands on me, I really want to touch you too, in a way I'm much too shy to speak." And then, you know, the chorus says, "Even though I'm all alone, for what it's worth, you're somewhere here on earth and I like it." That's why I think that this song is him talking about a woman that he has seen online, that he's not necessarily close to, but he knows that she's here on this earth, that she exists, and that he hopes to one day come face to face to her. Because even in the second verse, he talks about, in one of the parts where he says, "In this digital age, you could just page me. I know it's the rage, but it just don't engage me. I like the face to face. Do you want to do this at yours or my place?" But it's a very smooth, it's a very smooth, sexy song. And I really like the whole concept behind him being infatuated with a woman that could be taken as someone that he's seen online, that is just so strikingly beautiful that he just wants to be with, and you know, he hopes to one day come face to face with. And you know, somebody in Prince's position, you know, that's more likely to happen, you know, because you know, he was a big rock star. But yeah, that comes in at number 10. Another one of my favorite ballads. Really sets the mood. Very romantic. definitely something that you and your special one will want to listen to on Valentine's Day. So coming in at number 9, we have Insatiable. This appeared on the Diamonds and Pearls album. This is another great ballad from Prince. This one's more sexy in nature though, because Prince gets a little explicit on this song. Not offensively explicit, but he keeps it sexy. But you know, there's parts in the song where he talks about him and the young woman, you know, videotaping their love affair and such. And then my favorite part in the song is where he says, "I'll show my, if you show your," and the horns come in and they like fill in the blank of what Prince might be saying. And it's left up to the listener's imagination to ponder, well, what Prince might have would have said to fill in those blanks. But it's a great sexy song. And he refers to this particular woman as Martha throughout the song. If you listen to the song, he's going to be saying the name Martha throughout it, which is one of the highlights of the song. And there was also rumors that this song was actually written about an actual woman that Prince knew named Martha. But his band members, the New Power Generation and other people who was around Prince during this period, have said that, you know, it was just the name that Prince used in the song that he liked. He liked the ring that it gave to the song. But it's a slow one. It's not as stripped down as the previous song I talked about, but it's a definitely slow, sexy and sultry song. And it's pretty long too. I think it's about 7 or 8 minutes long. But it's got that really romantic, sexy vibe to it as well. And then coming in at number 8 is Damn You. This appeared on the Love Symbol album, which came out in 92, the album right after Diamonds and Pearls. And you know, back when I first heard this song, you know, I wasn't really that big into ballads as a kid. I always liked the up-tempo music, but this was always a ballad that I really dug even back then. And what I like about this song is it has this smooth, jazzy kind of doo-woppy style to it. And I like how he says, how he uses "damn you" throughout the song, where he says, "damn you, you're so fine, damn this kooky love affair," and stuff like that. It kind of has a very like kind of old school like 50s doo-woppy style to it, a very jazz lounge approach to it. That's the best way I can describe that song. And it also has these beautiful strings towards like one part of the song that play, and it's very like a sultry like jazz guitar provided by Levi Cesar Jr. Man, it's a real awesome song. It's a real awesome song, and I listen to it all the time. Anytime I'm on the Prince kit, man, it's just a wonderful romantic song. It just has that right mood to it for, you know, whenever you're with that special someone. But I really dig it. So yeah, definitely check out Damn You. It's an awesome ballad. Coming in number 7, we have Baby. Now this particular song, it's a bit different from the previous ones, because I don't know if you would necessarily call it a romantic song, but the reason why I put it on my list is because the song is actually about Prince and a young woman having an unexpected pregnancy. And it's a slow song, and it also appeared on Prince's first album, For You. And in the song, Prince uses the word baby as a double entendre, you know, describe the baby, the unborn child, the unplanned pregnancy, as well as talking about his woman, saying, "baby, baby, what are we gonna do?" And in the song, Prince, he has all these questions where he's like, "Well, what should we do? Should we get married? Should we just go ahead and move in together? What's our next step?" But even after all of that, Prince professes his love for this woman. He professes how much he loves her. Even though he's scared, even though both of them in the song are described as being scared, you know, it's that love that Prince professes for this woman that makes everything seem hopeful and all right. And it's a very touching song. It's a very touching song. It just gives you a warm feeling when you hear it, man. Because I don't know too many artists that were making songs about that type of subject back in 1978 when this song came out, you know. So that whole concept and story, it's just, I think what I like most about it is that it's relatable, because these types of things happen, you know, when two people are in love and they express that love to each other, or, you know, these things happen, like an unplanned pregnancy and stuff like that. But the fact that Prince is still professing his love for this woman, which makes everything seem hopeful and everything's gonna be all right, that's what really gets me with this song. So that's why I wanted to add it to this list. Now, coming in at number 6, we have Scandalous. And this song appeared on the Batman soundtrack, Tim Burton's Batman. Those of you who may not know, Prince actually did the soundtrack to that movie. And what I enjoy most about Scandalous is that it goes along with the very, like, dystopian and dark feel of the rest of the songs on the soundtrack as well as in the movie. But there's this vibe that gives it a soothing romantic flow, a very sensual song, especially with the synthesizers and the strings in the background. And the way that Prince takes his approach in delivering his classic falsetto vocals, man, it's just awesome, because he kind of brings it up and down, the way he describes the desire that he has for this woman and what he wants to do when he gets her alone. It's a wonderful song, and rumor has it that this song was written about Kim Basinger. At that time, you know, of course, she starred in the Batman movie, and at that time, her and Prince were actually involved in a romantic relationship. So it's rumored that this song was actually written for her, and the way that Prince just describes the desire that he has for her, and man, it's just really cool, man. It's just really cool how he did that, man. Cause it's just an awesome song, and it's a great ballad. I remember as a kid that this song used to get played a lot on the radio during the Quiet Storm hours, and I don't even know if radio still does that, but I know it was a very popular track, you know, back then during the Quiet Storm era of radio. But definitely check out Scandalous, man. It's a beautiful ballad. You know, it's dark and eerie, but at the same time, you know, Prince was able to invoke that romantic and sensual vibe that makes it so romantic. So coming in at number 5, we have Adore. And this appeared on the Sign of the Times album, the last song. And this is a very popular Prince ballad. You know, it still gets played on radio to this day. And I always looked at this song as like a wedding song, because of the chorus, you know, where Prince says, you know, until the end of time, I'll be there for you. You know, you are my honey, mom. I truly adore you. I always looked at this as like a wedding song that you could play when you marry someone. It just has that type of feel to it. And my favorite part is during the chorus where Prince says, if God one day struck me blind, your beauty I still see. I just thought that was one of the most amazing lines that I've ever heard, because I think any woman that's in her right mind, if she heard a man, the right man at the right moment, say that to her, I'm pretty sure that would go all over her. I mean, think about it. If God one day struck you blind, your beauty I still see. If God one day struck me blind, your beauty I still see. That's some real smooth lines. That's real game right there. And most of y'all can probably see why I'm such a huge Prince fan. So much game he would give in these songs, man. But yeah, Adore is a wonderful track, and I believe it was a staple. It remained a staple in his live performances up until, you know, his untimely death. But I always thought that this was a live song as well, but I don't think it is. It just sounds like it was recorded live, maybe Prince recorded it in a concert hall. I don't know, but it's a great song, man, and it still gets a lot of airplay to this day. You know, it's one of his most recognized ballads of all time. So coming in at number four, we have Do Me Baby, which this appeared on Prince's Controversy album in 1981. Now this song right here, I highly recommend that you check out the album version, because the album version is longer than the radio version and single version, of course. But a very slow and another sensual romantic song. And the reason why I recommend the album version, though, is because there's a part at the end where Prince, it seems like he's delivering like this very sexual, explicit monologue. But there's an interesting story behind Do Me Baby. It's been said, and legend has it, that when Prince was recording this song, he actually kicked everybody out of the studio except for him and his girlfriend at the time, Susan Muncy, who would later go on to be in Vanity 6 and Apollonia 6. But he kicked everybody out of the studio and locked the door. And him and her didn't come out of there until they were finished, till the song was finished. If you listen to the album version of the song, that sexually explicit monologue that I was talking about, Prince is talking to someone. He's talking to someone on that part. And if you listen closely, it sounds like while he's talking or whatever, Prince is, something's being done to him. Yes, something very pleasurable is being done to him while he's recording this part. So I imagine that that legend is true, that, you know, he kicked everybody out of the studio, and then him and his girl went in the booth and they did whatever they had to do and they got that tape. But it's, I remember when I was a little kid and I first heard that, I kind of was put off by it, because I mean, I was a little kid and I didn't understand. But as an adult, I thought it was really cool that Prince did that. If that legend is true, I thought that was pretty cool that he invoked something as authentic as that into that song. It just makes that song even that greater than what it is. Alright, so number three, we have I Feel For You. Now, most of you probably know this song by the Chaka Khan version that came out in 1984, because her version was a huge hit. That's one of her signature songs. And it was so huge that it overshadowed the original version that Prince did. Prince recorded his version in 1979. It was on his second album, the self-titled Prince album. And if you ask me which version do I like better, I would probably say Prince's version. And I know that sounds biased, but what I like about Prince's version is that it's more romantic. Because Chaka Khan's version, while it's a good song, you know, I hear it quite a bit at work on Walmart radio, Prince's version was more romantic. He had a more romantic approach to his song. Like the synthesizers that he had in that song was very sultry, and I think it really invoked an emotion that most people feel when they really want somebody, or if they're with somebody and they just give them this great feeling that they have when they're in love with them or whatever. You know, I just really dig it. You know, it just seems so much more romantic. And as I'm looking this up, man, Prince actually wrote this song for Patrice Rushen. Prince actually had a crush on her. He had a crush on Patrice Rushen. And anybody that knows anything about Prince, anytime Prince had a crush on a woman, or there was a woman that he wanted to pursue, he would write a song for that woman. She did turn it down, though, unfortunately, man. But that's why I dig this song so much, man. You know, he says, like the first verse where he says, "Baby, baby, when I look at you, I get a warm feeling inside. There's something about the things you do that keeps me satisfied." And then the pre-chorus where he says, "I wouldn't lie to you, baby. It's mainly a physical thing. This feeling that I got for you, baby, it makes me want to sing." Like, come on. That's just so much good game right there. there's just so much good game right there, man. Especially the part, I like the part where he says, you know, I wouldn't lie to you, baby. It's mainly a physical thing. I like that, cause you know, I can only speak for myself. I might see a nice young lady that I have a crush on, but I don't know her. So my first interest would be, you know, her physical attributes. You know, like just being honest. You know, I'm not trying to be offensive or anything. I'm just being honest. Well, I just like that part where he said it's mainly a physical thing. This feeling that I got for you, baby, it makes me want to sing. That's some type of woman that make a man want to sing, you know. Although Prince could do it, you know. I just really dig it, man. Especially the bridge part. It breaks down into like a funky dance track where the synthesizer and keyboards become more prominent. That's real cool, man. But yeah, I feel for you. It's a very underrated song, in my opinion. It's overshadowed a lot by you know, Chaka Khan's version in a lot of ways. So definitely go check out I Feel For You Prince's version, because it's just a great song, and it definitely fits in with this list. So coming in at number two, we have The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. And this song, it officially appeared on Prince's The Gold Experience album in 1995, although he did release it as a single the prior year in 1994. And this song was a huge hit for Prince. And it's really amazing that this song was such a huge hit for him, because it came out during one of his more turbulent times in his career, because this is when he was in the midst of his feud with Warner Brothers. But he churned out a classic ballad. And like Adore, I always will say that The Most Beautiful Girl in the World is a wedding song. Even myself, I have said that if it's God's will that I meet that right woman and get married and everything, this song would have to be played at my wedding. If we had that type of wedding, it would have to be played at my wedding. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's just how it's going down. It just has that vibe. And it's so relatable, because this song can apply to any type of woman. Whatever woman you have, you know, it can apply to her. You know, I'm sure any man that's in love with his wife, girlfriend, fiance, you're gonna look at her like, if you're truly in love with her, you're gonna look at her like she's the most beautiful girl in the world. Like there's no girl better than her, you know. And that's what that song really represents. That's what that song really gives off, man. And I really like that one part of the chorus where it says, "Could you be the most beautiful girl in the world? You're the reason that God made a girl." You can't tell me that is the most beautiful and amazing line ever. You know, when I first heard that, I was sitting here thinking like, man, how in the world did Prince think of that? The average man isn't going to think of something like that, but this guy did. Let me repeat that. Could you be the most beautiful girl in the world? You're the reason that God made a girl. How amazing is that to say to a woman? I can tell you right now, if I was to say that to the right woman, at the right moment, in the right way, I'm pretty sure that would make her heart melt. I'm pretty sure any woman's heart would melt if they heard a man say something like that to them. It's just a great song. And definitely check out the video. The video is one of Prince's greatest videos, because he's not using these glamorous, like, out of touch, out of reach women in the video. He actually has real women in the video. And it's just great, man. I mean, this song can really, you could apply this song to any type of situation, but a romantic song or wedding song is definitely one of the biggest ones that I apply it to. And finally, we come to the number one of my top 10 favorite romantic Prince songs, and I chose The Beautiful Ones. And this song appeared on the Purple Rain soundtrack. It was the third song. It was the third song on the soundtrack. And if those of you who've seen the movie Purple Rain, y'all more than likely remember it's in one of the classic scenes in the film. You know, where everybody's at the club, the First Avenue Club. Apollonia's at the table talking to Morris Day, and she's feeling him. She's actually feeling Morris a little bit. You know, Prince and the Revolution are coming down on stage to perform. He stops and he sees them talking. And he goes on stage and he performs this song. And he like woos her away from Morris. I mean, he, oh my goodness, man. This song is, this is a beautiful song, bro. No pun intended either, but it is such a beautiful song. And it's an interesting story behind it. Because Prince wrote this song for Susanna Melvoin. She is the twin sister of Prince's former bandmate, Wendy Melvoin. And when Prince met her, you know, he liked her. He wanted her, but she had a boyfriend. And he actually wrote this song, you know, in an effort to woo her away from her boyfriend. And remember I said, anytime Prince had a crush on some woman that he really wanted, he usually would write a song for them. And that's what he did. He wrote a song for her. And you know what? It worked. Because she ended up leaving her boyfriend for Prince. And they were together for, I think, maybe 2 or 3 years. They were engaged. You know, unfortunately, you know, it didn't last long. But still, the fact that he wrote this song for her and he wooed her away from her man. And you know that scene in Purple Rain where he performed a song and he wooed Apollonia away from Morris. I mean, that's a direct parallel of the situation that Prince was in at that time. I mean, it's really cool, man. And it's a beautiful song. You know, just go watch that scene on YouTube on Purple Rain where Prince performed the song. I mean, Apollonia was in tears. And then another thing that I like so much about The Beautiful Ones is that it has this synthesized piano that's being used. And maybe I'm just overthinking it because I tend to overstand, I don't understand. But I always felt that this song really invokes that emotion you feel when you really have a crush on someone, but you're not really sure that this person really wants you. Or you really want this person so bad that you'll do anything to try to get them. It really invokes that emotion. Because the synthesized piano and the keyboards, they kind of give off this very like kind of woozy and kind of droggy feel to them in a lot of ways. The way you feel when you have a crush on someone. And it kind of puts you in that love sick state. You know, if you understand what I'm saying. It puts you in that love sick state. That's the way this song, it really captures that emotion. And then the part, the classic part where the song climaxes and Prince just comes out and he was like, he gives the ultimatum, like, do you want me or do you want him? Because I want you. And how the band just comes in with all the instruments and you get that awesome rock guitar and that the piano is becoming even more heavier and the synthesizer just getting more kind of out of this world. It's just you guys can really tell that I really like this song. It's just one of his greatest ballads. It's one of his greatest ballads. And then that poem that he said, hold on, where's the poem? Yeah, there's a poem that Prince actually says in the song where he says, yeah, here it is. It says, paint a perfect picture, bring to life the vision in one's mind. The beautiful ones always smash the picture, always, every time. Man, you see what I'm saying? Game on top of game. Prince was a game master, man. It's pretty obvious why so many women wanted him. You know, definitely taking notes from this dude. But you know, this is just a very underrated ballad. Nobody ever really talks about The Beautiful Ones. And you know, I think it's one of the best songs on Purple Rain. And I think it's one of the best ballads of Prince's career. And I definitely urge anybody that's never heard this song to go on YouTube and listen to it. As a matter of fact, go and find the scene from Purple Rain where he performed this song, because it just gives this song a whole other feeling. But yeah, definitely one of the greatest Prince ballads of all time, and it's definitely my number one Prince ballad of all time as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was my top 10 list of my favorite romantic Prince songs. And I hope you all enjoyed that. Like I said, man, these are some of the best Prince ballads that I could think of. You know, and Prince has so much music out there, man. Like, it was hard for me to even condense this down to 10 songs. Who knows? There could be a part two, part three to this. But yes, I hope you all really enjoy this particular episode. I wanted to do this for Valentine's Day, you know, and, you know, do it for everybody, you know what I'm saying? Even if you're single like me, you know, it's still something worth listening to. And hey, you know, these songs, you can put them in your bag for when you do meet that special someone and have them on deck for when the next Valentine's Day roll around. But I definitely hope all of you out there will take the time to go and check out these songs, because I think they're wonderful. And, you know, hey, it may make that Valentine's Day, that Valentine's night, just that more special. But I appreciate each and everybody for tuning in to this episode of the Boombox Guru. And before I go, I want to give a special shout out to a YouTuber known as Prince's Friend. I think it's been a few years now. He did a video. I think he did a video on his top 5 Prince love songs. But that's what really inspired me to want to do this list and really take the time to do this episode as well. So a big shout out to him as well. What's good, everybody? Hope you enjoyed this new episode of the Boombox Guru. And if you did enjoy this episode, I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you to follow me on Spotify at the Boombox Guru. Check it out on Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public. You can also follow my Instagram page at the Boombox Guru. You can also like my page on Facebook, known as the Boombox Guru. Just go ahead and check me out. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell anybody that you know that might be interested in this type of content about the Boombox Guru. And as always, hope everyone has a lovely day and be blessed.